Proclamation number 0909 of 12th of May, 1939. Flats in the Father's House. State of happiness. Restlessness. And there are many apartments prepared in my Father's house. In every human heart lies the desire for happiness and peace, and it is this that gives him the urge to strive for everything that puts him in a state of happiness. And thus the explanation can already be found in this, why man must be constantly active, for he is driven precisely by the longing for something beautiful, something that is beneficial to his senses. It is not always the same what the human being strives. Everyone sees their heart's fulfillment in a different way. And thus the question arises again here as to how eternal bliss is to be in order to make all hearts happy, in order to satisfy everyone's longing and to be fulfillment for him. You humans on earth are not yet able to grasp this today, for it is descriptions far beyond your comprehension which would have to be given to you in order to fully understand what awaits you in the beyond. And again, it is every person's own business which state he creates for himself, both in which way as well as to what degree he becomes aware of well-being, for there are innumerable possibilities which can give him pleasure but which, conversely, can also make him aware of his soul's emptiness, and therefore it is so immensely important already on earth to put oneself into the state of maturity, that the soul does not have to endure the agonizing state of recognizing its shortcomings in the beyond, for this is like a homeless wandering. There is no resting point given to the soul where it can lead a tranquil existence. Instead, it recognizes with profound remorse that it is neglected to create at an acceptable abode for itself in the beyond, and it is now dependent on the love of other souls, whether they want to grant it a stay or not. Such a state of homelessness lasts until the soul has become active itself and has recognized that it still has the opportunity to improve its situation. And then an extremely diligent striving begins, for the desire for happiness and peace is still present and will increase to the same extent as it is fulfilled. For in the state of light the most magnificent images, indescribable charm and unspeakably beautiful valleys and heights present themselves to the spiritual eye, and the soul would like to take abode in the midst of this glory. And it only requires its will that its desire is satisfied and it finds a home which offers it all happiness and bliss. For the term, love and omnipotence is not fully comprehensible to you. You don't know what God's infinite love has prepared for people who love Him with all their heart and keep His commandments. Only when you enter eternity will you be able to assess this, and blessed will be he who has already gathered the building blocks on earth and finds in the eternal home what is the fulfillment of his deepest longing. Amen.